Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in a very well-lit, very windy Washington, D.C., speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon.
How are you? It is Friday afternoon. Do you have any big plans for the weekend?
Oh, I'm so excited. Because I just, not even 10 minutes ago, did I find out I'm going to IKEA.
Ooh!
But that's not even the exciting part. The exciting part is I'm going to the IKEA in Bolingbrook.
Okay.
And in Bolingbrook, next to it, is the town of Romeoville that has the White Fence Farm restaurant.
Oh, motherfucker. When are you going?
Tonight.
You're going tonight? Oh. If I give you money when I get there, will you pick me up some so I can eat it tomorrow?
Oh, it's not the same.
Is it not the same? It won't stay?
It's not
Never
the
mind.
Same.
I know. I take it off the table. I no longer want any.
But we will probably have leftovers. I hope.
If you think it's not the same, I don't want it. You know what I mean?
Well, it's, you know, you got to heat it up and it doesn't have the same.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's not the same.
No, you're right. I will no longer.
It tastes good heated up, but it's not the same.
I will not be doing that. Tonight, I will be in, if you're in Washington, D.C., I will be uploading this while I am at the Garment District, the pop-up retail space / art gallery that I curated. That's at 1005 7th Avenue Northwest. It's across the street from the Convention Center and NPR. I'll be there. Being very jealous of your White Fence Farm trip.
Oh, I can't wait.
Are you using a zip car?
Yeah.
What are you picking up
or
at IKEA?
A go-car. I don't know. Shelves?
Do you need shelves or there's just like what's to something to do on a Friday night?
This is John's thing.
Okay, this is John's thing. John is your boyfriend for the listener.
You wanted shelves for something.
I like that every time I know I have a deadline, like, okay, we got 30 minutes to record this, I speak twice as fast for no reason.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
No matter what time progresses,
you're
the exact
talking
same.
Talking fast is not going to make anything go any quicker.
No, I'm very fidgety right now. If you could probably, I'm currently playing with pins that used to be in dress shirts, a credit card, and cigarettes.
Good Lord. Sound Are you like building a, something?
No, I just my desk looks like I'm a poet from 1890, except the credit card. So maybe it's not that at all.
Okay.
I have a great desk. I use Kelsey's old sewing desk. Well, it's become her old sewing desk now that I took over. It's kind of cool. I like my setup here in D.C.,
That's nice.
How are you, for the listener at home, if they listened to the last show, you were making cookies, and then you did make those cookies. How did those cookies
turn out? And I forgot to put the sugar on the damn things.
Oh, so it was pointless.
No, I mean, there's fuck just cookies now.
I found out. I mean, go ahead.
They're not really sablés, I don't think.
So this show is really about defining words.
Are we now a dictionary podcast?
You wanted to work for Webster's, so in order to be a sable, it needs the sugar on top.
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably doesn't. Considering it is just a French butter cookie. But that's probably one of the, what would you call it? One of the details of a sable.
Okay.
And the fact that it doesn't have it on there. It's kind of like a sundae with no cherry.
It's still,
I mean, it's
sundae. It's still sundae.
It's like, what?
You don't think
you
so?
You expect... a cherry.
Yeah, just because you expect it doesn't mean it needs to be there.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's part of a sundae.
It's about
and
presentation.
When it's not there, I know, but it's still... I mean, most people, at least me, I look forward to the cherry.
Of course, unless you're a monster. Oh, that's true. I think you have
child
to be a
monster. Child molesters don't like cherries.
No, child molesters love cherries.
Okay.
Probably their favorite thing.
Gotcha.
Of the entire sundae. Maybe the ice cream itself, because it makes the kids sleepy. Do you want an awake kid? If you're a child molester, like, what do you prefer? Do you want a passed out kid to fondle, or do you want some, like, adventure? Do you want to fight back? You know what I mean?
Hold on. Why would it make him sleepy? It's sugar.
Too much sugar will make you sleepy.
No.
Yes.
You have like a high, and then you crash.
Exactly.
But, you know, child molesters have that window of time where they're going to be all hopped up.
The child molester or the kid?
Well, both.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the child molester is also eating the sundae.
They must happen at different times, or hopefully they happen at different times.
This is a horrible line of conversation.
I don't think so. We're not advocating child molestation.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm looking at the book American Rose by Karen Abbott. Karen Abbott's going to be on You Meet Them Everybody Live. And I'm excited to read this book. This is my project over the weekend, reading this book. So when I interview the woman, I will actually know her work. I'm very, very excited. It's one of the
Yeah, that's an important part of interviewing.
Not if you've seen a lot of my recent interviews. It's just winging it.
Well, yeah. But, you know,
it's
having
really
some
bad.
Sort of...
Background. It's really bad when I do a lot of preparation for an interview and the interview goes horrible. And then I follow it up with an interview that I don't remember even conducting. And it's fantastic.
Mm.
There's no... rhyme or reason for it. I don't know what the problem is. I think I need cue cards.
No, you'd probably just... No.
Why?
I don't think you could use cue cards.
I was thinking about the difference between our show and a lot of other talk shows, and when we do the live show, we don't have cue cards. We don't have really, like, notes. You don't have index cards. Occasionally, you'll bring on the news copy.
Well, yeah, because I'm not going to remember all that.
Of course. I mean, when you have to read from something, it's definitely okay. And I occasionally sketch out bullet points for my monologue, but I don't have it, like, written out. And the late live show at Second City, they have a monitor or what's it called? Is it a monitor?
Yeah.
Is that the right word? Yeah, they have a monitor.
Monitor.
I can't imagine doing the show with a monitor.
I would just be staring at that thing the whole time.
I think I would be standing in one place and I would just be staring and reading from it. And
I don't know.
No, not to knock them, but like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
You know what? It reminds me, like, on Saturday Night Live, they always have cue cards for the...
Yeah.
The host.
Well, Letterman has cue cards. Most have cue cards.
Yeah, but it's just...
Even during Weekend Update, they have cue cards, obviously.
Well, yeah, but on SNL, you can totally see them, like, they're staring off, and you see their eyes.
You can see that?
Yeah, and you see them, like, moving their eyes, because they know, like, because the cue cards are off to the side.
I understand the cue card thing. I really do. But, like, the best parts of Weekend Update, the best parts of SNL is when they go off script.
Well, yes, exactly.
So why not do the whole show like Ferguson and make it off script, just have an outline?
Who knows? And I'm sure they do. I mean, I think the seasoned vets don't look at cue cards. I just think it's the actors, but the hosts. And I think they should just try a little harder.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Galifianakis, when he hosted, he just did his old stand-up stuff, so it worked out. But I don't know. I don't know what my problem is. Maybe it's just because I don't do it, I don't understand it type of thing. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
I don't know.
I think I would just stare at it the whole time.
I don't know. I feel like maybe we should do it one time and just see.
And
what
I'm
happens.
Half blind, so I'd have to wear my glasses.
Oh, really?
Well, because it's far away.
I never even thought that, oh, yeah, I'm not really reading anything. I could just not wear my glasses. I want to see every individual disappointed face throughout the entire show.
And also with the reading, you can lose your spot.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's.
And then you're kind of fucked because then you're like, ooh, having to scan a cue card.
Is it just me or is Conan's monologue like 30% joke from the cue card and then 70% riffing about that joke with Andy or alone from that cue card? Does that make sense?
That's always what it was.
That's what makes it good.
He'd always make a joke and then if it would bomb.
Which would be like, 90% of the time.
Yeah, and then he would, you know, make some joke about how it bombed.
So maybe that's intentional. Maybe they're like, okay, we want the shittiest joke so we can just riff. Because whenever
I don't think he wants the shittiest joke.
I don't know about that.
I don't think anybody wants the shittiest jokes. That's just what's coming out.
Well, maybe that's the setup. Maybe the actual joke is actually just the setup for the bit.
Because, I mean, some do work.
I can't think of one Conan joke that's ever worked. From the monologue.
That's true.
He's
there
great.
There have been ones.
Did you watch the Ferguson episode with Conan?
No.
You should watch that. It's fantastic. It made me respect Conan and like him so much more again. Like, he's back to where he was when he was doing his last 6 months in New York.
Well, that's good. The Tonight Show is not good.
What's up?
I said the Tonight Show is not good.
The Tonight Show is awful, and I didn't really like the first few months of Conan.
And I didn't like, I mean, I was in the beginning when they said that he was going to do it. I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
What,
I like
Conan?
Yeah.
Do you watch anymore? Because I know you DVR it.
Yeah, but not really.
Do you watch Ferguson?
Sometimes.
Daily Show?
No.
I think
just sometimes if John's watching.
Got it. Do you watch anything religiously in terms of, like, not cartoons?
Sitcoms.
What sitcoms? Did you watch Community?
Yeah, I watch all Thursday night comedy.
What about Outsourced?
Except, no, I don't like that show. It's just not funny.
What about the one with the girl from It's Always Sunny?
No.
You've never tried it?
I've watched the beginning.
No, no good.
The little intro before they start the credits or whatever. And it's just not, I'm like, meh.
I think I know about 10 people that watch all the Thursday night shows except those two. And no one watches those two.
I gave Outsourced a shot.
Really?
And I was just like, this is just, and I know people are saying how it's racist and blah, blah, blah. And that's not even it. It's just not funny.
No, we're done with racism. Don't get us wrong. It's just, it's got to be funny racism.
It's just not funny.
Yeah, it's like
any sense. It's like, meh.
Yeah. It is. It does feel like a giant meh.
Yeah, exactly.
But
you need to try a little harder.
The more we've been doing this show, the more I just appreciate anybody that could get anything done. It's insanely difficult, and I give them kudos to them. You know.
Well, yeah, but did you hear about I know none of us watch this show, and I'm amazed that it's still on the air. It's 2.5 Men.
Oh yeah.
And how it's pretty much canceled because of Charlie Sheen.
Okay, have you heard the rant?
No.
Neither have I. We should stop talking about
this. Was it on
the
radio or?
I'm sure it's on the internet.
I just heard that it's over.
Ricky Carmona, by the way. Ricky Carmona is a Chicago comic. He's doing the February live show. He's doing the fucking March live show. I'm confused in months. He just performed at the Brain in February. Possibly the funniest comic to follow on Twitter. And he's been referencing it all day, and it's very funny. And I highly recommend following at Ricky Carmona. I love Ricky.
I just don't get why it's still on.
It's, you know, I don't blame
because I've watched it, and I'm.
It's awful. It's an awful piece of shit.
Again, but, I'm like, ugh.
But I just like that he's like, yep, I've always been rich. I will die rich. I will now fuck on an island and call it Fuck Island.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. It's great.
Do whatever the fuck he wants. He's Charlie Sheen.
And that kid didn't age as awful as everyone thought. He's still a weird-looking kid, but it's not...
Although I felt bad for him in the beginning.
Why?
Just because they always made fun of how fat he was.
Do you think they paid him to keep the weight on?
When you're little, you kind of can't really do much about it, you know?
Yeah, you can. Bullshit.
What, are you going to start cutting calories?
Yeah. Yes, you can. What the fuck?
I don't know. I think it's weird to put kids on...
Well, when did
diet.
He start? When he was like 14?
No. He was little.
Fucking dying at 11, 12, 13.
I want to say football. He was like 8.
I don't think he was 8 because he's not when 16 he now. He's like 20 now, right?
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't
matter. The
show's
running for 8 years, so 12.
I know, but that doesn't matter.
Why does that not matter? Does time
because
not affect child stars
be...
the same?
No, he could be whatever age on that show.
No, I'm not talking about in the show. I'm talking about in reality.
Oh, that I don't know.
Well, yes, let's just IMDb it. This is just starting to do an old Seinfeld episode, which doesn't make sense with the advent of cell phones and the internet.
I just feel bad for that kid, that's all.
Why? He's rich.
Well, I know, but it's just like you're a little kid and there's ads on buses that make fun of how fat you are.
You know what? Go to London.
He's 17.
Go to learn French. Go to live in France. No one cares.
He's 17.
He's 17 now?
Hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right. He's a weird-looking dude.
So
I take it all back.
Kid,
you're right.
Though.
I take it back. I apologize. You were right.
I don't know. I'm just like, you can't really... And he can't lose weight when he's... I don't know.
So he was 10 when the show... No, he was 10 when the show started. Ugh, his IMDb photo is gnarly. There's no other word for it but gnarly.
I'm looking at Wikipedia.
Ooh,
no,
I'm watching
not so bad.
Get kissed on the television screen. Now what? I'm just looking, going through all of his IMDb photos. This is just creepy.
Oh, yesterday for some reason I was telling John that Harry Potter I think has every British actor ever.
Yeah.
And I was almost right, except Ian McKellen was not in it.
5% of the British economy is based on Harry Potter.
I'm telling you, everyone is in that fucking movie.
Yes,
Helen
that's true.
Bonham Carter, Kenneth Branagh.
Others.
There's a million. Seriously, I
there's
was
like
up
two or a million. It's one or the other. Sorry.
I was looking up their stupid IMDb's, and they're just way too.
Wait, many. Why are their IMDb's stupid?
No, I was just saying how many British actors there were.
Yeah, but you said they're stupid IMDb's.
Well, because I'm just wanting to say stupid.
Really?
Because there's so many British actors in Harry Potter.
Yeah, real
they
judgmental.
So many people.
How's the weather out there? Is it shitty 32?
It's sunny.
Oh, really?
It's very sunny. Other than that, I have no idea.
Hopefully the art space I will be at in a few hours will have heat because it didn't have heat for the past few days.
Awesome.
It blew a fuse.
You should get space heat.
Yeah, it blew a fuse. We blew a fuse and there was no power.
Great.
Isn't that great?
You should get everybody fur coats.
We have like a $95 Snuggie type thing that we're selling.
Why is it $95?
I don't know. I don't know why
Snuggies are like $20.
I know.
Not even.
I don't know why I brought that up. I apologize.
You can probably, let's see. How much
I didn't curate the fashion. I just curated the art and I'm proud of it.
How much can you get for a Snuggie? So no one, if someone's cold, no one could buy some fashion there right off the...
Oh, they could, yes. That's why we're like the Letterman studio. We just want people to laugh and laugh and laugh.
Yes, but for $95. You could get one for $7, and it's the breast cancer research edition.
$7?
Pink. Yeah.
You can get a Snuggie for $7?
Look, well, yeah, that's what Google Shopping is telling me.
We should
$7 online, $8.
We should get some Snuggies for You, Me, Them, Everybody audience. Could you contact them to see if we can get sponsored by them? I'm not joking.
I don't want to wear a Snuggie.
No, just to give them out to the crowd for coming. Audience gifts.
Oh, God.
What?
I just don't like the idea.
I love the idea of passing it. Like,
anyway,
You, Me, Them,
I have cold hands. That's what they
gloves.
They need to add gloves to the Snuggie.
Why aren't you just contacting people you want us to sponsor? Like the clothes.
I don't want them
to
sponsor us.
Why?
I don't like Snuggies. I just told you.
No, we don't have to wear them. We'll give them out.
We kind of have to.
No, we don't.
If we're sponsoring them.
No, we're not sponsoring them. They're sponsoring us.
If they're sponsoring us.
And then we will give them to the crowd as they leave, as they exit the building.
We have to speak nice.
We just don't have to mention them either.
Yes, we do. They're a sponsor. That's kind of a...
Remember when Chevy Chase had a talk show?
Yeah, and that didn't last a long time.
No, it
didn't. Did he not talk about his sponsors?
He actually gave out like a $200 jukebox, and all the guests really loved it. And I remember like five different people bringing it on stage with them and be like, this is the best gift guest basket we have ever had.
Is it just a big jukebox?
It was just a jukebox made to look like a 1950s jukebox. It was a piece of shit, and that would probably cost like a nickel in Walgreens now. But I think if we had Snuggies, we'd be known as the podcast that gives you Snuggies.
It gives Snuggies out?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
We could be the pilgrims and everyone else could be the Indians. By giving them shitty blankets, we will spread the word and then they will die.
Can we cough on them?
Yeah, we can cough on them. Oh. Call them whooping Snuggies. Having a weird day. Did you do anything
exciting? I kind of like that idea, but then we wouldn't have an audience.
No, we would grow. No, we would never hit a critical mass. We could just keep growing. We'll tour the show.
People would die off,
yeah.
And the new ones would come up, right?
Yeah, exactly. We'll tour the show. People are getting born every day. That's just future whooping cough Snuggie deaths to me.
Great.
I think they'll love it. They'll find it fantastical.
I'll look into this.
Please do. Please do. See, now we have tasks for each other.
Oh, finding a Snuggie sponsorship.
Yeah, and our logo has to be on all the Snuggies. But our logo should always be warped.
Oh, could you imagine that?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm imagining that.
Good Lord.
Good Lord.
Would they be warped like on The Simpsons?
Yeah, like Marge's face.
Marge's, when she got him half off or something.
Yeah. That's the
episode. I would have been pissed. I'd want them free half off. What's that?
That
about?
Is true. You should write to the writers of The Simpsons, specifically the ones that wrote that episode 20 years ago and complain. I got a beef with you.
I would have wanted them for free.
Yeah. And I think they'll understand your beef and dismiss you outright. No?
I don't think they'll care.
No, they really won't care. I forgot. I get in fucking 11 a.m. tomorrow. I thought my flight was at like 1. My flight's at fucking 9 a.m.
I forget that you're showing up tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at your house less than 20. Are you going to be home?
Yeah.
No or yes?
Yeah.
Cool.
So where else would I be?
Last time I was there, you guys were buying furniture. Last time I came, last month. Last month I came in because your cat shit or pissed on something. You guys were out buying.
No, we had done we did a drop off of things, and then he went to go pick up.
Yeah, so I was at the coffee shop next door.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So yes, that's why I'm asking.
You mean the bar?
No, I meant the coffee shop. I will tell you when I am drinking, but no, I was not drinking. So are you going to be home at like noon tomorrow?
I should be.
Okay, good. Will you be?
Unless something happens.
Well,
I don't know what would happen.
I don't know either.
I won't even wake up before then.
Hopefully you don't die.
Yeah, that would suck.
I like when people get upset by telling them that.
Hopefully you don't die.
Yeah, and they go, why would you say that? Because I don't want you to die.
Because it may happen. You don't know.
Yeah, I can't.
Death
and by the way,
death.
Me saying this controls nothing.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, you said it. No,
yeah, man. You should be like, hey, man, that guy doesn't want me to die. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
No, I don't get the credit I deserve.
It'd be different if you said you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You said, hopefully, you don't die.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a good thing.
just a few words changes everything.
How is that different than have a nice day? If anything, my have a nice day is much better.
Yeah, because it encompasses everything.
Yeah, I want you to have future nice days.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck off.
We just want you to have one.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Next time someone tells me to have a nice day, I'm going to go, fuck you.
Fuck you. Don't die. I win. They will walk away angry.
Why do I only get one day?
That's what we should be. That should be our tagline. Walk away angry and confused.
Could you add something a little more lighthearted in that?
Don't die.
Can we add one more describing?
Brought to you by Snuggies.
Don't walk away perplexed and angry.
No. Bro, just calm down. Walk away. It's not worth it.
I just feel like there needs to be a slightly positive word in there.
Don't die.
Because if you go walk away angry and...
Be fancy?
What was it? Angry and what?
I don't even remember.
Wow.
This is why we needed to take notes.
We need... Those cue cards would have worked right
now. I know! I need a fucking monitor in front of me.
Well, whatever. It was both very negative.
Did you read positive. My... some tweets or Facebook posts about Empire Records last week.
Yes.
Do you want to do that?
Want to.
Do you want to do? I want to do a live reading of Empire Records.
No.
It's so bad. It doesn't hold
up
at all.
I like that movie.
You what?
Like that movie.
Rewatch it. Rewatch the special fan edition, which is on Netflix streaming.
What's the difference?
They added like maybe 20 more minutes, and you could see exactly why they cut it. Yeah.
Where did they add it?
A little bit of everywhere. A few scenes make a little bit more sense, but they're not necessary.
Okay. Although I really connected with Warren.
Everyone connected with Warren. What's with today?
Well, no, you didn't because you fucking worked at
I lived that goddamn show.
I always.
Old am I? I call the movie a show.
A picture show.
I'm 80, everyone. Oh, I've aged remarkably well. No, that movie does not hold up. The only character
that's connected with Warren, because tell stupid record shop workers.
Fuck you guys!
Because I always applied, I never got it.
Can I get a job? What are you gonna say, Joe?
I want a job.
There's one character in that movie that's actually like a normal dude, and that's the pot dealer / 45 counter clerk / pizza store guy. That's the only guy out of the...
Wait, the guy that gets...
The guy that gives Mark
Guar?
The tape.
Oh, okay.
And the guy... It's also the same guy that gives him the brownies. The sugary brownies.
Yeah, I love that they're sugary. Really? Come on. You talk about pill popping, but, you know, can't do pop brownies.
Why'd you glue these corners to the floor, man? Warren, I don't need to... That's just so fucking... We gotta do a reading of this.
Although I see that Lucas guy.
Everyone is on CBS now.
Yeah, he's on CSI. Well, he actually died on CSI. Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
from 2 years ago.
Well, come on. Post March show. As soon as we wrap, who's our musical guest in March? Who would I book? They're very good, but I just can't.
Lux.
Oh, Michael Lux. Yeah, that's going to be fucking awesome. After his performance, we tear down really quickly and we do a live reading of Empire Records.
Are we gonna have sound effects?
Yes.
I think this thing needs to be done on its own, though. I mean,
this deserves its own. You don't think after an hour and a half live talk show that people want to hear a 2-hour reading of Empire Records?
I don't think so. No. And you have to cut it down. It can't be 2 hours.
No, we're doing the whole fucking thing.
Well, then you're on your own, kid. I am not sitting around for 2 hours.
That's the title of the production. Empire Records. You're on your own, kid.
I wanted to do a Christmas story.
No, people like that. That's
old timey rated.
That actually holds up.
I like that. People like that.
No. We have to do something absurd. It has to be something that like everyone remembers, but no one like still loves. Like it might be in your top five, but it's definitely not like in your top one.
Well, you're doing all the characters.
No, we're gonna switch up. I call Joe. I call Joe, the girl that wants to kill herself, / attempts to kill. Do you want to be her?
No, I don't want to do any of this.
You don't have to. You're out of this fucking production.
God.
If you want to say goodbye to the success ship, wave goodbye now. We're about to fucking set sail.
You go ahead.
Okay.
I will break the champagne over your hull.
Well, we got to wrap this show up because I got to go to the roof and replace
as
the
you sink.
Fluorescent light bulbs outside of Empire Records.
No, you have to fix the thing.
What do I have to fix?
The wiring.
Yes, I have to fix the wiring for our neon in the Empire Records since 1959 sign that we have.
And are you going to sing as well, Sugar High?
It is my Sugar High. Really need it. Something feel it. Sugar High. Yep. That movie exists, everybody. Empire Records got greenlit and made enough money to release a collector's edition. Fuck our faces. Esmeralda, anything to plug?
Nope.
Yeah, fantastic.
Meet me at White Fence Farm tonight.
White Fence Farm, Friday night, if you're in Chicago, Bolingbrook area.
There you go. We have a You, Me, Them, Everybody meetup.
At the White official meetup of the night. Not the official meetup, but the underground meetup. I will be at the Garment District, 1005 7th Northwest in Washington, D.C. Working! Very, very fun. I will probably be posting this right now at the Garment District. Saturday night, I will be at the Hungry Brain bartending, so come on and give me money to pay my rent. On Monday, we will be there, You, Me, Them, Everybody Live.
A Red Eye Best Bet.
Are we really the Red Eye Best Bet?
On Monday.
Do me a favor and grab one of those red eyes for me. I gotta give it to my ma.
Another one?
Mm-hmm. We're in like, timeout.
We've been it like three times already.
Keep doing it, because it's the only thing that's keeping the gun out of her mouth.
I know. It's funny.
We were the pick of the day for... pick of the week for Time Out Chicago last month, and then a mouse died on that magazine. So I couldn't bring it back and give it to her. Anything you have that we're best bets of, whatever. That's going to be a great show. We have, from the interview show, Mark Bazaar. We have comedian, the guy that is still my dick from Mike Leibowitz, and we have music. Oh, we have music from the Clams. They are a garage rock band that I enjoy quite a bit. So that's going to be very fun. That's on Monday night. Come and say hello to each and every one of us. Hopefully I'll see you in Chicago, everybody, this weekend. DC tonight. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful evening.